with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Department of Education's days could be numbered. President Trump expected to sign an executive order today closing the agency created by Congress. The president's order setting the stage for a constitutional showdown. More talks on ending the Russia-Ukraine war are on tap following high-level phone calls this week.
President Trump spoke separately with Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky, with the parties agreeing to a limited ceasefire. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says more talks are scheduled.
Technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire.
She said Presidents Trump and Zelensky agreed this could be the first step toward the full end of the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel's military continues hammering Gaza, determined to obliterate Hamas.
Israel has said its airstrikes targeted Hamas commanders. Its defense minister has since threatened the residents of Gaza with what he calls total devastation if they do not remove the group from power and return the remaining hostages.
The BBC's Tom Bateman, also at SRNnews.com. Winter going out like a lion across parts of the Midwest to down into Indiana and also the Chicago area. Fierce winds in those areas. Snow, some of it heavy, in a band from Kansas to central Wisconsin.
In those states that aren't getting those blizzard conditions on the warm side of the system where they're not seeing snow, I mean, this high wind is still leading to, you know, pretty substantial impacts to infrastructure, including power outages and down trees.
Jacob Asherman at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures are up 95 points. NASDAQ futures 83 points higher. This is SRN News. An astronaut talks about his faith.
Butch Wilmore just got back to Earth after about 9 months on the International Space Station. The rub is he was only supposed to be up there about a week. He and fellow astronaut Suni Williams got stranded after their capsule broke down. The duo are finally back, and Wilmore says he got through the ordeal by leaning on his faith in Christ, adding, quote, "Jesus is working out his plan and his purposes for his glory, and I am content because I understand that." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition has submitted a bill to Parliament that would ban gay pride parades. The legislation would make it an offense to hold or attend any event that violates Hungary's child protection statutes, which prohibit the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to children. The new bill is almost certain to pass, as the ruling coalition has a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Hungary's government has vowed to oppose the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein calling on the Republican-led state legislature to roll back upcoming income tax cuts. He also wants a scaling back of private school vouchers.
The Democrat made the comments while releasing his first two-year state government budget proposal Wednesday. Stein wants to freeze the current individual and income tax rates. He says not doing so will lead to large revenue shortfalls soon. GOP legislators have embraced recurring tax cuts for all wage earners and taxpayer-funded scholarships for K-12 students. Republicans may have to consider Stein's views more because they're one seat shy of a veto-proof majority. Ernie Bennett reporting.
Hawaii's most active volcano simply will not go back to sleep. Kilauea once again erupting after a week-long pause. The U.S. Geological Survey says Kilauea began continuously releasing lava at 9:26 yesterday morning, not threatening any residential areas. More details at SRNnews.com.